But what really stood out to me was when Joseph was imprisoned, and he was imprisoned in Egypt after having the whole deal with Potiphar's wife and all that fun stuff. So if you'll turn with me to Genesis 40, we're going to read about the servants of Pharaoh's and their dreams, and Joseph's interpretation of those dreams through God. So in Genesis chapter 40 and verse 9, it reads, "Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, 'Behold, in my dream, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand.' And Joseph said to him, 'This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you will put on Pharaoh's cup in his hand, according to the former manner in which you were his butler.'" So everything for the butler really turns out pretty cool. Like, he's got his whole job coming back to him. He's going to be happy again. It's all working out great. And while Joseph's interpreting the butler's dream, the baker's listening, the chief baker. And he's like, "You know, I don't know about this Joseph guy. I don't know if he can interpret my dream. It's pretty similar, but I don't know about it." But then he hears Joseph interpret the butler's dream, and he goes, "You know what? I trust this guy." So if we skip on over to verse 16, it reads, "When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, 'I was also in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate out of them and the basket on my head.' And then Joseph answered him, and he interpreted his dream, and he said, 'The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you.'" Eventually, those dreams came through 3 days later, actually. And I don't see how that is just fair. That poor guy is just sitting there, and he's got his hopes up. I mean, it's like you're running a race, and you're right next to the guy, and then all of a sudden you can't run anymore, and you're like, "Oh, I'm done." The poor dude, just his hopes just crashed and plummeted. And what this story really brought me to was my life experience with how unfair I thought life was for me, or what I seemed was unfair. And what it was Lauren's death. And it's a touchy subject, I know. But when you're a kid, you can't understand why it's happening to you. You go to church, you study, you pray, but it just doesn't work out. So my mom, she says to me when I'm a kid, she goes, "You know, God cannot be blamed. It's not his fault. He has a reason for everything he does. Trust him, and with that reason, you'll kind of find some peace. Just have faith in God." But she also said, and she said with great pride, "God has answers, okay, when we pray. And oftentimes the answer is going to be no." That's an answer. You don't get the answer you want. But that goes into Dean's lesson. I mean, you have an idea, or what you think doesn't matter. It's what God wants. And God has a plan for all of us. So, continuing on, I'm thinking, now I'm older, I'm not a kid anymore, I kind of get what my mom was talking about, but I go into the example of Job. And Job had it tougher than a lot of people. I mean, his family died, he had everything taken away from him, God was testing him over and over and over again, but he stayed faithful. Now that's a good servant of God. We all know Job's a good example of a servant of God. But you wonder, why did he stay faithful? And I think the answer for us is in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Verse 13, it reads, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." To summarize what that says, it is God is going to test us. And he's not going to test us beyond what we're able to bear, but he's going to test us, and it's going to be hard. It's really, really going to be a bummer. But for us to be faithful to him and to trust in him, there is just great peace that comes with that. So that's kind of the whole invitation tonight, is just life doesn't seem fair. You got something that went wrong. You ran into a guy while you're driving a car, and you're like, "I'm a good driver. I was right behind him," and then bam, I hit him. That's the analogy everybody uses. Or a family member dies, just suddenly gone. This doesn't seem fair. It's not our place. The world is mortal. But if you trust in God, there's a great peace that comes with that. So, have faith that God has a plan for you. And He does. Just trust in it. If you're struggling, most of us are, you got a family. So,